Okotoks' largest crowd since moving to the BCHL went home happy on Friday. Sam Huck scored the overtime winner as the Okotoks Oilers completed their second straight third-period comeback victory, this time downing the Black Falls Bulldogs 4-3 in front of 1,292 supporters at Okotoks Centennial Arena on March 1. "Anytime you're down and come back is positive," said Oilers assistant coach Reed Natowich on the Oilers postgame show. "And what a good group effort from our D, managing having low numbers, forwards being tenacious and aggressive, and our goaltending." With just five defensemen in the lineup, the Oilers rallied from a pair of one-goal deficits to get past the high-octane Bulldogs. Connor Gourley scored the equalizer early in the final frame, with Jack Silverberg adding the other two markers. "Silverberg has been way more aggressive in terms of his net front presence," Natowich said. "If you look at his goals tonight, it's him getting to good areas and getting things that are coming off those. It's him being in the middle of the ice. When he's there, he's super skilled, he has good vision." Michael Kingo made 23 saves for his third win in the BCHL. https://twitter.com/okotoksoilers/status/17638417350193686446 Natowich said the team's improved play over the past three games has been down to adjusting to the pace of play in the five-team BCHL division. "We're playing different rosters than what we were January 10th of the AJHL season," he said. "Adapting to that is a big one, and understanding what our strengths are as a team and just overall commitment to being desperate, especially with regards to our defensive play. Things used to happen and transpire that we could get away with and can't get away with now." Okotoks will look to make it three straight Saturday night in Brooks versus the Bandits. The Oilers and Bandits then meet again on March 8, Okotoks' next home date. Okotoks Oilers defenseman Brennan Hoker is intercepted by Sherwood Park Crusaders forward Brock Souch at Okotoks Centennial Arenas on November 25. Brent Calver, Western Wheel File Photo. Division 1 commitment. The youngest member of the Oilers has secured his collegiate home. Brennan Hoker, a 2007-born defenseman who went from affiliate player to full-time member of the squad early in the season, committed to the NCAA Division I University of Nebraska Mavericks, the team announced this week. "Brennan gave our team some much-needed security when he joined our roster full-time earlier this year, and he's blossomed into a solid contributor at the junior level ever since," said Oilers head coach and GM Tyler Dace, in a team release. "His dedication, coachability, and positive personality have fit in extremely well with our group, and he's continued to demonstrate the high potential he has both with us and at the college level. We couldn't be happier for Brennan and his family on the commitment to UNO." Hoker, an Edge School alumnus from Calgary, said he was impressed with UNO's strong interest, and a trip down to Nebraska crystallized his decision. "I got a good trip out, just love the place, and I feel like my heart is there," said Hoker, on the post-game show. "I love the coaches, love the facilities, so I think that's the place for me." Hoker is the 12th Oiler on the 2023-24 roster with a NCAA Division I commitment, joining Sam Hall, St. Lawrence, Hunter Saka, Western Michigan, Sam Huck, Western Michigan, Jack Silverberg, Dartmouth, Dean Spack, Alaska Fairbanks, Brody Maguire, RPI, Jagger Tapper, RPI, Cade Turner, Ferris State, Rylan Brown, Michigan Tech, Nick Wolfenberg, Cornell, and Connor Gourley, Arizona State.